Linda, this story is picking up some national coverage.
Right, and just in the last couple of days, there has been a very strange, contradictory story emerging as if somebody is trying to muddy the water.
Oh, really?
So I am very glad that we are going to be able tonight on Coast to Coast to set the record straight with facts. Now, what we're doing is we're going north of Wiltshire County, which is in southern England, and we're going up into the Midlands of Great Britain in another county called Warwickshire. Shakespeare's hometown is there, and it's called Stratford-upon-Avon, not to be confused with a suburb of London called Stratford. They are not the same, and geographically they are quite separated. A pub in Stratford-upon-Avon called the Lone Elm made headlines recently when at least 8 of its employees, and I've talked with 3 or 4 of them, and about 100 pub visitors all watched orange lights move in formation in the sky and then stop absolutely still in a pattern that did not change for nearly a half hour. And no sound at all. One of the pub's visitors was Tom Hawks. He's a local resident who works in customer care for the British Land Rover Company. He had his Olympus digital camera that can take both still frames and up to 40 minutes of videotape with just a click of a button. Tom videotaped at least 5 minutes of these lights, including one that comes zooming in from the southeast and slows down and stops and forms in this formation that everybody is watching from the pub. It is one of his video frames that was used by the Stratford Herald in the first news story about the event, and I talk with him today about what happened. Let's start there from his discussion.
All right.
And I have a lot more to tell you after.
And you're going to play this audio here. This is Linda's playing it from her facility.
Here it comes.
We were out for my girlfriend's birthday with some friends, and I had my digital camera with me, and we sat outside the front of the One Elm, which is a sort of favorite drinking hall of ours. And it was about 10:30 in the evening, and we sort of noticed 4 lights appear in the sky coming from our right-hand side. And they were flying in formation, which immediately drew our attention to them.
How many of you are looking at that moment up in the sky?
Well, the table that I was sat, there was at least 15 of us that all looked up. Then there was also a chef at the pub who worked in the restaurant side of the pub, and he was actually out, I think, having a cigarette break at the time. He saw it as well.
Were they in a tight pattern staying together as they moved?
Well, if you've ever seen military aircraft flying, and they're flying in formation, training or something like that, you would imagine them to... You've seen the film Black Hawk Down. When they're all flying in a sort of a straight line formation, and the immediate thing was that there were 4 lights that came over the rooftops. And because they were flying in a sort of straight-line formation, we thought it could be military.
Can you now go back to when you saw them and talk about the color, how they were moving, and was it rapid motion or...?
It was quite a steady motion, something that you wouldn't think, you know, your first thought wouldn't be Chinese lantern, because the way they were moving was pretty fast in the sky. Orangey light, they ended up staying in that same position for quite a while, and then a 5th one joined them and flew over the town a lot faster. And then slowed almost right down, sort of maneuvering into position to sort of finish off this formation. It almost ended up looking like a star constellation.
Okay, so the 5th light came in very rapidly and slowed down right next to the other 4.
Yeah.
And then they stayed in that pattern that's in your photograph for how long?
I'd say approximately, I thought it was longer than sort of 15, 20 minutes. Possibly half an hour. Unfortunately, I didn't switch my camera on in time to see the initial 4 straight line formation fly over the top. But by the time I'm filming, which is about 10:30 on that night, the 4 are in formation in their shape. And then I pan back and the 5th one comes over quite quickly, a lot quicker than the first 4 did. And then move into formation with the other 4 and then they just stay there until they disappear.
So on videotape, you do have that 5th light arriving.
Yeah.
How did you do this? You were sitting on the party. Did you have to stand up?
No, I was sat down the whole time. But, like, I enjoy taking photographs of occasions like that and, you know, just wanted to document the occasion, really, and then you end up with a UFO sighting on your camera, and as well as a great night out.
So they had been moving, and then did they just stop on a dime?
Yeah, they just sort of stopped where they were, and then the fifth one maneuvered into place, and then eventually it was like somebody had turned off a light switch.
Did you hear any sound?
No, that was the eerie thing about it. There was absolutely no noise whatsoever. If it had been military helicopters, you would have heard it. If it had been a single helicopter, you would have expected to hear one. But, I mean, if there had been five, you would have certainly heard some noise.
Right.
There were no flashing lights whatsoever, just a plain light.
And kind of an orange color.
Yeah, it's orange, yeah.
Do you know of any terrestrially made aircraft that can move and then stop and hold a pattern?
No, I don't. I don't at all. This is why I contacted my local paper.
And today, George, I talked with the Stratford Herald reporter who first interviewed Tom Hawks. His name is Duncan Smith, and he is as surprised as I am at a new news story that surfaced in the last 2 days trying to explain this half-hour formation of moving and stopping, popping in, popping out lights over the pub as Japanese lanterns that drifted in from a backyard party. Now, for those listening who might have seen this most recent Stratford Herald report by a completely different reporter, here are the facts from Duncan Smith.
Okay.
The half-hour light event over the One Elm pub in Stratford-upon-Avon was seen by at least 100 people between 10:30 and 11 p.m. on Saturday, July 14th, 2007. It's 2 full weeks later, on July 27th tonight, and it's been only in the last couple of days that the Stratford Herald received 2 phone calls from people who only left cell phone numbers and would not give any professional affiliation. But the callers said the answer to the mysterious orange lights above that One Elm pub were Japanese lanterns from a party. Now, Duncan Smith has done some of his own investigation there. First, Saturday, July 14th, in Stratford-upon-Avon, it was terribly gusty and windy. The 5 unidentified orange lights that were over the pub for a solid half hour with motion that seemed to be very deliberate and calculated came from the southeast. This party that allegedly was happening at an address was 4 miles northwest of the pub. That is completely the opposite direction. Reporter Duncan Smith and I discussed the possibility that yet again someone in authority with a misinformation agenda is floating a false story now to muddy the waters about a genuinely mysterious aerial phenomenon. And George, the mysterious lights don't end over the One Elm pub on July 14th. The next weekend, on Sunday, July 22nd, which is last weekend, about 150 miles away in Farnborough, Hampshire, Hillary Porter was doing a night watch from her upstairs bedroom, and it was around 11 p.m. Hillary's home is up on the highest point in Farnborough, and she has clear views of the skies in all directions. 15 years ago, Hillary and her partner Kenneth Parsons formed a group called the British Earth and Aerial Mysteries Society to keep track of unusual events in England, and that's why she and Kenneth do a lot of sky watches when they can from their upstairs. And Hillary told me that last Sunday, July 22nd, and now I'm quoting, it appeared out of nowhere. It was this beautiful red orb. It was absolutely fantastic. It was a lovely, rich red color. And I have binoculars, 25 by 60, really powerful binoculars. And I got them, and I looked at it, and I could see structure in that red orb. I called for Kenneth. He brought the camera. The red orb suddenly disappeared. It popped out. There was no fading. And then another one appeared, popping in suddenly through the binoculars. I could see that it was disc-shaped, slightly flatter than spherical. It seemed to have little circles within the red orb form. Now, she estimated from the environment around her that what she was looking at, and Kenneth agreed, that had to be at least 20 feet in diameter. And now they have seen two. And what occurs, three more for a total of five. Pop in, hold, pop out. Pop in, pop out. They keep doing this. Suddenly, four lights come on. One, two, three, four. But this time, they're in a straight line of three with one off to the left. And you can see these photographs at Earth Files. And in fact, I will be getting videotape from Kenneth and videotape from Tom Hawks, which I'm going to put at Earth Files, and I'm going to send to Lex at Coast to Coast, George, so that you can have it on the Coast website as well.
We'll do a dual link on that.
Yeah, and so now they're seeing three lights in a straight line with one off to the left. Sort of reminds me a tiny bit of the pub. And then, to their amazement, while they're looking, the fourth light pops out, and the three that were in a straight line change. One moves, and it forms a perfect triangle, red, glowing. And Kenneth told me that the color would be exactly like electronic illuminated red traffic lights. So keep this image in your mind that there are now a triangle after there have been six lights before. And now these three are holding. And Kenneth has the most interesting description of what he was seeing through his videotape zoom. He said, quote, there were concentric rings that I could see in the inside the red orb, and the rings seemed to be filled with dots and other smaller circles. Hillary saw the same thing through her powerful binoculars. It reminded me of the rings on an archery target, like a bullseye. And within each ring, there were all of these dots and round things, and the whole thing had the appearance of being red and glowing. Now, I personally have never heard that particular kind of description before. I would be very interested if any of our listeners here or around the world in the web have ever seen lights that they have looked at through binoculars or a zoom, and that they've seen concentric rings that seem to have structure. But whatever they were, those three, these were lights that were popping in, popping out, and that their last signature in the sky was a triangle, and the triangle stayed there for quite a while, and then suddenly they both said there was no fading, just popped out. Now, this to me is fascinating because we're talking about the pub, and the reason why it made headlines is because Tom Hawks was able to videotape and get that frame out to the paper because he was so puzzled about what the lights were. He really, really was puzzled. He works for Land Rover. He wanted to know, what is this that could have been in the sky? And in Hillary and Kenneth's area, they are familiar. They told me, they said, we're getting more and more reports of lights from people. And one of the problems that often happens in England is in some other parts of the world, so many people don't come forward because they're afraid of being ridiculed, or as now in the case of the pub, 2 weeks after an event, somebody wants to superimpose a story like floating Japanese lanterns. I mean, George, this is crazy. The Japanese lanterns they can only last a short time because they are dependent upon that little wick candle thing inside.
Has anybody tied in that sighting by that British pilot a month or so ago?
I talked with Hillary and Kenneth about that last night. And I said, in my own mind, the whole, we'll call it the UK flap, began in April with the two pilots. People don't realize there were two pilots who were seeing...
Two separate pilots,
right? Completely separate pilots, and I think the planes were going in opposite directions. And they both pilots saw this object that they estimated had to be a mile in diameter. And one of the pilots that most people are familiar with did an interview with British television. He did a drawing. It was very straightforward. I thought it was one of the best handled, we'll call it UFO, sightings from a pilot that I have ever seen. And it was another step that the British press was not ridiculing. They were really trying to go to the facts. And the pilots, I think, in that, or the one pilot, was willing to talk. Now, the second pilot, no one's heard from that I know of, except that I have talked with people at that airline in England, and they confirmed they had two pilots. They both reported seeing the same object. Well, since April, there has been an increase in high strangeness in the skies in England without question. And I would say that in North America, that there have been, let's say going back to Chicago O'Hare, that this year in January, from January to now, there has also been an uptick in the number of high strangeness cases that have been reported publicly. And that's usually just the tip of the iceberg of what is out there. And I'll tell you this. If everything works out well, I will in maybe by the fall, I may have yet another significant report from the Chicago O'Hare story, which I think somebody tried to put the fix in on that through the airlines and the FAA trying to dismiss it. And the eyewitnesses and the people who do have videotapes and photos out there, a lot of them haven't wanted to come forward because of ridicule. But they are there, George, and so we've got extraordinary events here, and without question, there are extraordinary, mysterious lights in England with crop formations this year that have stunned even the most seasoned investigators.
And isn't it interesting? They get hit with the massive flooding, earth changes. Everything's happening out that way, Linda.
Global warming, that's a whole other issue. While Southeast Europe is burning up, the British Isles have been flooding, and it's that exact kind of huge, huge, what they call the contrast that has been predicted in the computers. It's sad, but I'm afraid that more of that is what is going to be happening on our planet, probably everywhere.
Are they being monitored? Maybe this is such a earth-changing event that whoever may be in these unidentified objects, maybe they want to witness this.
Well, it's that question again. Are whatever the intelligence is behind the lights and crop formations and whatever's in the air,
Right. Are
they there for anticipation of events, or are they coming after events?
Coming after events. Or are they creating the events?
Yes, that's another option.